D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Put does in your washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When you does your wash, you sing.
D-U-Z does everything.
Hello there, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. And listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's birthday night on Truth or Consequences, the 6th anniversary of America's Grand Old Parlor Game. And coming over to Masquerade Costume to help celebrate the daddy of Truth or Consequences are many of his famous celebrity friends of radio. So let's greet the originator and conductor of the number one fun show, dressed in a devil's costume, the headman himself, Ralph Edwards!
Stuart, and greetings, party players. This will be a Truth or Consequences night long to remember. Each contestant who appears at our microphone tonight will be a famous radio star, but he or she will be disguised in a masquerade outfit, which in some way typifies the celebrity's personality. As Jay said, I'm dressed in a devil's outfit, my assistants are wearing clown suits, and the orchestra with conductor Frank Duvall and organist Buddy Cole are all dressed in union suits, the musicians. But let's guess who this first celebrity is coming to the microphone. Our first famous contestant tonight is dressed exactly like a banjo with banjo eyes, banjo head, and he's pushing a giant perambulator, a tremendous baby carriage with five baby boys in the carriage. Let's have a look at this and see who this is. Holy three guesses who the daddy is in the banjo suit. Three guesses here. Who is it, folks? Who is it? Right, that all-time favorite fella, Eddie Cantor. Welcome, welcome to our Truth or Consequences 6th anniversary party.
Happy birthday, Ralph. Look what I've got, five straight men.
Oh, Eddie, this is news. Eddie Cantor with five baby boys. What do?
All I know is I read the book, My Son, 2.5 times.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's fair. That's terrific.
Oh, what are those kids?
I'm training my own audience. I drop the eggs and they hatch them.
Look, Eddie, how's about introducing the little darlings here?
Sure. This is little Ken Carpenter Cantor. And this one is Harlow Wilcox Cantor. And this cute little cherub is Jimmy Wallington Cantor. And this one that's drooling is Truman Bradley Cantor. He talks more than the others. And this chubby little rascal is Don Wilson Cantor.
Yeah!
What'd they say, Eddie?
They said, with men who know best, you can put cheese on your linoleum if you shampoo with wax, so your head will be so round, so firm, it floats.
Well, they're great boys, Eddie. But the audience saw through your disguises, so you and your five sons will have to pay the consequences. Now, we want you to serenade your five little fellows with a lullaby, onesie, twosie, and you babies must sing back. Are you ready?
Okay, here we go, children. Listen to Daddy now. Onesie, twosie, I'm half woozy.
Twosie, threesie, it wasn't easy.
Threesie, foursie, boys galoresy.
Pop will never be the same.
Foursie, fivesie, men alivesie.
Fivesie, sixie,
we ate from Dixie.
Sixie, sevensie, seven come elevensie.
He won us in a craft game.
These boys are my ambition. They are my whole life's work. Now I've completed my mission.
Oh, Pop, you're such a jerk.
What?
Just a gigolo.
7Z, 8Z, it must have been fate, Z.
8Z, 9Z,
was it in the line, Z?
9Z, 10Z, let's start again, Z.
Cut it out.
Are you kidding? Move over, boys. Here comes Daddy. Onesie, twosie,
I love you.
Oh, thank you, Eddie Cantor. Cantor. Thanks, Eddie Cantor. We'll be listening to your Ipanis Alopatica show Wednesday night. And a million thanks to our five great announcers, Ken Carpenter, Don Wilson, Harlow Wilcox, Jimmy Wallington, and Truman Bradley. Here's a lollipop for each. Don't fight over it, boys. Now, here come four more people to our celebrity masquerade TRC party. Here's a girl in a Waves outfit and a sailor with SP on his sleeve. Both are wearing eye masks. Where else would you find a wave but on a shore, Dinah Shore, and the Shore Patrol is a permanent patrol for Dinah, her husband, the movie star, and ex-Army Air Force man, George Montgomery! Hello, Dinah and George.
Hello, Ralph.
Happy birthday, Ralph.
Oh, thanks, kids. We're happy you came on over from your Thursday night bird's eye open house to be with us, Dinah.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah, now hold on a minute, kids. The party's really beginning to rock. Here comes another guest in a masquerade. This fellow is dressed as the book, The Lost Weekend.
Okay, kids, let her rip and rock. It's Harris here, the star of the Jack Benny Show. Give me that birthday applause. Lay it right on me, you beautiful doll.
Well, welcome, Phil Harris. Meet Dinah Shore and her Shore Patrol, George Montgomery.
Hello, Montgomery.
Hi, Phil. I like your costume.
Yeah, Lost Weekend, but what's that bulge in the back?
I'm using Ray Milland as a bookmark.
Well, now, wait a minute. Here's another masquerader. Let's find out what celebrity this is. He's dressed as a college boy, Yale, a blue turtleneck sweater, and he's wearing a megaphone upside down on his head with holes in it for eyes, and he's throwing paper watches to the audience. Who is it, everybody? You bet it's Rudy Valley, the Thursday night dream man, Rudy Valley.
Hello, Ralph. Hello, boy. Slug me with it, boys. Assault me with it.
Rudy, my boy. How come the throwing of those phony watches in the audience?
Are you kidding? My time is your time.
Oh, yes, of course. And that time is all the time, Rudy. We're proud to have you at our party. You know Dinah and George?
Hello, Bird's Eye, and hello, Wolf Eyes.
Hello, Spaniel Eyes.
And you know Phil Harris, Rudy?
Hello, Steinsong.
Hello, Pinch Bottle.
Well, you two know each other.
Indubitably.
You're crazy. It was in Kansas City. I've never been indubitably in my life.
All right, now, everyone saw through your disguises, so you must all pay the consequences. Now, we'll pretend that George Montgomery here is Mr. Average Radio Listener. Let's say George represents all of the people who just stay home and listen. With a flick of his wrist, he can tune out Dinah Shore, Rudy Valley, Phil Harris. So, we're going to put you three famous people with your three famous songs in three separate booths. Now, Dinah in booth one, Rudy in booth two,
right,
and Phil Harris in booth three. Okay, boy?
Yeah, man.
Yes, you'll find microphones in there. When you get in there, start singing your well-known theme song. Dinah Shore sings Blues in the Night. Rudy Valley sings My Time is Your Time. And Phil Harris sings That's What I Like About the South. Now, in you go while I explain to Mr. Average Listener here, George Montgomery. George?
Yes, Ralph?
Now, here are three dials on this instrument board right here. Now, you can tune them in and out at your will.
What dial controls Dinah's tooth, Ralph?
The left one there.
Oh. Thanks.
Yes, all right. Now, watch it. Now, George, show us how you listeners can control the radio people with just a little finger. You start singing now, and we'll hear. They're at it, so tune them in, George. Let's listen.
When I was in pigtails, my mama done
told me. He would choose that
verse. And sympathize. Well, a man's gonna sweep
one. He ought to taste the lady.
That's what I'm about.
She's got baked ribs and candied yams, those sugar cured Virginia hams.
Well, I like no one like. For your time.
Blues
in the night.
My time is your time. Take to that dark brown and chocolate syrup. We're harmonizing one.
Slow. I've been in some
but he's all caught up with his union dues, and that's what I like about this house.
Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum.
I'm no one like you.
A man is a two-faced.
Is your time.
But
the place called Two Wide City, it ain't no town, it ain't no city. This awful small, this awful city
and
was too wide.
That's got it! That's got it, boy! And there you have have proof of how you listeners control the greats of radio with a flick of your wrist. Thank you, Dinah DeShore, George Montgomery. We'll be seeing you, George, and Three Little Girls in Blue, the 20th Century Fox picture. And Phil Harris, Rudy Valley, thanks for joining our Truth or Consequences birthday party tonight. Good night, Dinah. Well, well, hey, who is this coming up to the microphone now? My gosh, it's a gigantic red box with big white letters that spell D-U-Z. D-U-Z, is that what it spells? Let me see. Yeah. Who is that man, folks?
James! Well, sure.
Almost forgot who you were for a minute.
You just made it finally. How does you do, folks?
Hiya, Jay. How did you ever happen to think of dressing as a Duzz box? Huh?
Well, what else, Ralph? I'm the Duzz man on this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And besides, Duzz is the cause of lots of celebrations every wash day. It really does everything.
That it does.
And golly, Ralph, congratulations on this wash day wonder of pouring in from folks everywhere. Here's one from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mrs. Catherine Clemmy says she's going to invite Duzz to all her birthday parties from now on, because at the last one, somebody spilled a dish of gooey strawberry ice cream all over her best rug.
Rug? Ugh. What'd the lady do?
She does the rug, and it looks like new.
Nothing ever floors Duzz.
Oh, boy. Here are special congratulations for Duzz from Reading, Massachusetts. Mrs. J.P. Cook writes, I never felt more like kissing a man other than my husband as when the grocery man brought me a box of Duzz yesterday. After all the substitutes I've had to buy, it was Duzz wonderful to see that big red box again. I want to celebrate.
Great.
You see, folks, the one and only Duzz does everything. Gets the greasiest work clothes clean without hard scrubbing. And Duzz does towels dazzling white, the whitest white any soap can do. And yet this wonderful new soap actually leaves the pretty colored rayons you wash brighter. Because Duzz is safe for colors, safer than any other leading wash day packing soap. Duzz does everything.
Okie dozie, Jay Stewart. Now... Well, hold everything. Well, here's a late arrival to our Truth or Consequences 6th anniversary celebrity masquerade party, and he's driving a car right on stage. And what a car it is. Looks like a 1919 model. Gonna take them in the driver's seat. A familiar-looking fellow with a big white cap, goggles, scarf, and duster, a white coat turned up around the ears, and look what he has in one hand, a violin case. Well, welcome to our masquerade party, old boy. Step right out.
Well, Mr. Benny will be here in a few minutes.
Well, Rochester.
Oh, it ain't Fred Allen, Kitty.
It's John Allen. And it isn't Jack Benny either, Rochester. Where's your boss?
Oh, Mr. Benny, oh, he's under the hood. Somebody's got to make this automobile go.
What?
Hiya, folks, am I late?
Jack Benny! What on earth are you doing under the hood, Jack?
I had to do this ever since the motor's been missing. You get used to it, you know.
Well, isn't it warm under there?
No, I keep my face in the fan. Cooling.
Yeah, he loses more toupees that way.
Well, that's quite a costume you're wearing, champ. See the champ written across it here, a track outfit. That must be a workout. When do you expect to have the motor back in the car?
When he sells the house. He's got the motor home generating electricity.
Well, it's an old motor. I see lots of people here, Ralph. I guess the party's underway.
Sure, Jack. Come on up the microphone here. Come on up, Rochester. And since your identity was guessed, you'll have to pay the consequences.
Well, do I...
We thought a good thing for you... would be to stand up here in front of these people.
I brought my violin.
And play your favorite tune on your violin.
No, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't, really.
Well, then in that case, why, we'll just...
Well, here it is, boss. Here it is.
Okay. You know. All right. Now, it's a lovely tune. Jack, listen. Now, hold it a minute, please.
Just once, I'd like to see these pictures in the paper.
As a further consequence,
Rosa Potato.
Who wouldn't want to?
Jack, as a further consequence, Rochester will pass up and down the aisle with a waste basket. You see, members of the audience may...
Waste basket for the pictures.
No. For the contributions. Members of the audience may contribute whatever they wish. Now, then when you've finished your number, Jack, we'll look in the basket and see what contributions you've received.
You mean I get to keep everything that's in the basket?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, that's interesting. Three choruses.
No, just one.
Yeah. Rochester.
Yes, boss?
Stay out of the balcony, just the reserved seat.
Okay, boss.
All right, now, here we go.
Thank you. Do I have to tell the government about this?
Mr. Benny!
Yes, Rochester.
Do you know a Mr. Elmer Fife from Indianapolis?
Elmer Fife? No, I don't.
Sorry, Mr. Fife, we can't take your $100 check.
Rochester, mind your own business. Hello, Elmer, old pal. Thanks. Thank you.
I just finish up the song. We'll finish up the collection. We'll see what we have. Just bring it right back up here.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you, Rochester. How did we, what interesting items were dropped in the basket?
Here's something, boss.
Well, a gun. I can use that.
There's a note tied to the handle.
What does it say?
Now is not too late.
I wonder what it means.
P.S. Pass the bucket again. I forgot the bullets.
Oh, some smart Alec.
Well, there are lots of other things in there. Jack, I see a cabbage and a couple of rotten eggs, I think, and some light bulbs and some peppermint, plus about $2.97, which Jack can turn over to his favorite charity. Won't you, Jack?
I sure will, folks. $2.97. See, I'll give it to my favorite charity in the morning. I'm sure Mary's mother will thank you. Come on, Rochester. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thanks, Jack Benny, and thank you very much, Rochester, for joining our 6th anniversary Truth or Consequences party. We'll be listening for your regular Sunday show, Jack. Well, now, look here. It looks as if we hit the jackpot again. Here come three celebrities in masquerade. The first one is dressed with the bottom part of him a kitchen stove, and on top of the stove is a house, and his head is sticking out of the chimney. It looks a little like Home on the Range to me here. I wonder if it can be Home on the Range. Come on. Yes, it is. John Charles Thomas, America's beloved baritone, star of the Sunday Westinghouse show, John Charles Thomas. Hey! Oh, Mr. Thomas. Oh, me. Welcome to our 6th anniversary party, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you, Ralph, and congratulations. 6 times.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Thomas. Now, wait a minute. What's this? Here comes a familiar-looking fellow swaggering up to the microphone and wearing a Brooklyn Dodgers baseball uniform and a catcher's mask. Oh, ho! Who's this? Bill Bendix, right, the star of The Life of Riley, the Teal Show every Saturday night just before Truth or Consequences. William Bendix! Take off that catcher's mask, Bill Bendix, and meet the world-famous baritone, John Charles Thomas.
Well, how are you, Johnny?
Hi. How's yourself? Glad to meet you. You, from that costume you had on there, you look like a loyal Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Yes, sir, I'll say, Johnny. Boy, did you ever see them Dodgers play?
Yes, but I like baseball better.
What a revolting development this is.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute, fellas, and get a load of this guy. He's dressed as Sherlock Holmes with that famous hat and curled stem pipe. Who is it, audience? Basil Rathbone, yes, yes, Basil Rathbone, the famous Sherlock Holmes of radio and screen. Good evening, Mr. Rathbone, or should I say Sherlock Holmes?
Good evening. I must ask you all not to leave the room.
Why not?
Show's not over.
No, indeed it isn't, gentlemen. And since your identities have been guessed, you must all pay the consequences. Now, if we can just find one more fella, you'll have to sing the quartet from Rigoletto.
I sing.
Well, Wait a minute. Here's an intelligent-looking fella dressed in a Napoleon's outfit, long coat that scrapes the floor, big Napoleon's hat. Who do you think it is, gentlemen?
Is it Nelson Eddy?
No.
Maybe it's Lawrence Tippett.
No. Is it human? No, but you're getting warm.
Well, then it must be Finnegan of Duffy's Tavern.
Why, you picked onto my man.
No, we can pick.
Oh, yes, sir.
Welcome, Charlie Cantor, alias Finnegan of Duffy's Tavern. Do you really sing opera, Finnegan?
Certainly. You want to hear it? Was there?
Here's your man, the quartet from Rigoletto. Are we all set? The quartet. Music, maestro.
With a quartet from rigor mortis.
Yes, we are.
We learned this song like they taught us. Tra-la, tra-la.
Our sponsors think we're a clever crew, but they're only saying that because it's
I'm Bendix of the Riley clan. Life of, life of.
I'm Holmes, the English Charlie Chan. Pick what's in the noodle. I'm north, I'm east, I'm westing hard. Why won't this stoop, this droop, this drip, this drop?
Shut up!
Oh, me.
Yes, you.
I won't.
You must.
I won't. I'm tired. I'm Bendix.
I'm Bendix.
How do?
I
do.
Do. I don't.
I does.
Thank you.
We're through.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Shut up!
You put a stiletto in poor Rigoletto. You've made us feel so blue. Shame on you. All we can say is
Rathbone came back for his fight. Oh, wonderful, wonderful people. Basil Rathbone, John Charles Thomas, William Bendix, Charles Finnegan Cantor, thank you for honoring Truth of Consequence's 6th anniversary with your visit. Well, Suds alive, get a load of these guys. They're all dressed up in flowing white robes with crowns on their heads. My gosh, it must be our sponsors, Mr. Proctor and Mr. Gamble.
Oh, happy anniversary for P&G. Brought to you by D-U-Z.
Well, thank ye, thank ye. I see you brought along your lovely singing queen and a washing machine. So strike up those suds and sing out.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Put suds in your washing machine.
D-U-Z does everything.
Work shirts come out oh so clean.
D-U-Z does everything.
And are your towels white?
White, white, white.
All your colored rayons are brighter too.
A D-U-Z does everything.
You'll find Duds does more for you.
D-U-Z does everything.
Oh, that was sensational.
Well, let's face it, Ralph. Duds is a sensational soap. If you've got a mile-high stack of grimy towels, just does them and they'll dazzle. No soap does them whiter. If you've got a raft of greasy work clothes, just does them and they'll be shining clean without any hard scrubbing. If you've got a lot of lovely colored rayons in your wash, just does them and they'll sparkle. Does leaves colors brighter than any other leading wash day package soap. So why take less than the best?
Oh, I tell you, does everything.
Dear me, says that ever-loving does.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the sponsors of Truth or Consequences, Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, and on behalf of the entire Truth or Consequences staff, we want to say happy anniversary to Ralph Edwards, and we'd like the audience here in Hollywood to help us by singing Happy Birthday, Truth or Consequences.
Thank you very much. And just so that everybody, after all, it's the American public who are the true cast of Truth or Consequences, so that we can know who spent Truth or Consequences' the sixth anniversary here, I'm going to go down into the audience and devote 2 minutes to finding out who are some of the people, the non-celebrities here, who are here tonight to see Truth or Consequences. Raise your hand if you're from way away, different parts of the United States. Hello, what is your name, please?
Mrs. Roan, I'm from Nebraska, and I couldn't enjoy this, and I'm listening to you every Saturday night at home.
Which one would you like to say hello to of all the stars up there?
Well, you're the one, the main one that wants...
Oh, Mrs. Roan! But, I mean, which one? Get some of the stars up there. Mrs. Roan wants to say... Which one would you like to say hello to? Dinah Shore?
Yes, I would...
Dinah, Mrs. Roan, where are you from?
Nebraska, Pierce, Nebraska.
Mrs. Roan from Pierce, Nebraska wants to say hello to you.
Well, hello. Hello, George, I'm so glad to see you here.
Yes, indeed. All right, now let's get some more.
Sweet. I'm glad to see you here.
That's fine, Dinah. Come out here quickly. What is your name, please?
What's your name? Jay Everett, Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Which star would you like to say hello to?
George Montgomery.
George Montgomery. Hey, George Montgomery, come out and say it. What is your name, please?
Jay Everett.
Of Chicago. Meet George Montgomery.
Hi, George.
Well, how you doing?
I've always liked you on the screen.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's well. All right, let's find... Hello, here's a... tell me, you're in a uniform. What is the uniform?
I'm from England.
What's your name, please?
Maddox. Cliff Maddox, my name. I'd like to say howdy do to Basil Rathbone.
Basil Rathbone, an Englishman to an Englishman. Basil Rathbone, here's a man from England who would like to say hello to you into that mic. What is your name, please?
Cliff Maddox.
Say hello...
Elementary, my dear fellow.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Okay, now let's have some more. Who would like to say hello to who? Here's a sailor. What is your name, sailor?
Throneberry, sir.
What is it?
Throneberry, Roland Throneberry.
Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia, sir.
Don't sir me. I'm just an apprentice civilian. Who would you like to say hello to up there, huh? Who would you like to say hello to?
Jack Buck Benny.
Jack Buck Benny. Well, he may be back in the script room writing his show for next Sunday. He did us the good turn of coming in to be on the show. He's back in the script room, but I'll tell him that who said hello?
Throneberry.
Throneberry. Well, he's used to the berries. He'll like that. Now, let's see. How do you do? What is your name, please?
Mildred Sahofsky.
What's your last name?
Sahofsky.
God bless you. Where are you from?
I'm from Greeley, Colorado.
From Greeley. I'm from Marina. How do you like that? Do you know the Skinners in Greeley?
Oh, sure.
You do? All right, who would you like to say hello to?
Ain't there anybody from Maine?
Hey, Rudy! Oh, who wants to say hello to...
Ain't there anybody from Brooklyn?
Who's from Brooklyn?
Yo!
Who's from Brooklyn? All right, stand up and
ain't
shout
there nobody
name.
Here to drink?
Okay.
Everybody in Brooklyn!
Yeah. Finnegan, what about
ain't there
Finnegan?
Anybody here from Third Avenue? No.
Well, thank you very much. It's good we had this little informal get-together with the stars, and it's been a great evening here in Truth or Consequences. I can't begin to thank all our famous guests for helping us celebrate. This is NBC Family Night, more or less, and it's a real warm-hearted, wonderful family. Thanks Eddie Cantor, Don Wilson, Ken Carpenter, Harlow Wilcox, Truman Bradley, Jimmy Wallington, Phil Harris, Dinah Shore, George Montgomery, Rudy Valley, Jack Benny, Rochester, John Charles Thomas, William Bendix, Basil Rathbone, and Charlie Cantor. As a souvenir token to tonight, we have a gold engraved Bull of a wristwatch for each of you. The party continues here at Truth or Consequences, and we'll be looking forward to your visit next week when Does will again present Truth or Consequences. Until then, Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes, and good night, everybody! Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences came to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Angel fair with golden hair.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action.
Cream reveals as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Removes the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. No other shampoo, only Dream, with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.